What's going on, revolutionaries?
That is good, yeah.
Yeah, thank you again so much for listening and sticking with us and all that good stuff. And thank you again to Carlton Huffman. He's such a good guy. You know, I've known him for many, many years. And I remember the first time I met him at the local Republican Party office, and he was this chipper guy with this thick Southern drawl. And I'm like, who in the hell is this dude? and we got to talking, and I realized that chipper Southern, that's who he is. And once you get over that as a, you know, Midwest person that typically minds their own business, you realize what a good friend he is. And so I'm so glad he's a friend of our show. So I hope you enjoyed that. And again, I want to remind you, download that Civic Media app, because you can select your station and then text the show, because I'm going to ask you to do that here in this segment. And this is the musing segment. And this is kind of becoming my favorite, because I just get to, you know, talk about whatever the heck I want. And it's this past week has been kind of difficult for me, you know, and it in the business, we're trying to grow and I'm trying to make all the right decisions. It's just hard, you know, and there's so much uncertainty and so much unease. And, you know, I don't know what to do. There's no playbook for what we're trying to do, but we just try to push forward. And I know that, like, what I'm going through, it's just like first world problems. But something hit me like a ton of bricks, and I watch reels with my kid at night. That's kind of what we do. We hang out and watch reels as we drift off to sleep. My wife loves it. but there was a reel of the dude from Blue's Clues, Steve. And he was like, how you doing? And the responses were like, they were just heavy. And you could kind of see it in his eyes as he would read, you know, it's hard out here, man. And people that are truly struggling, and whether it's first world problems or not, but, you know, the struggling with the prospects of not being able to retire or raising kids while worrying if they're going to come home from school or not, and bullying and trying to balance loving your children with parenting them, and or just trying to deal with the costs of housing going up or food. And, you know, it is hard out here. And this is kind of where I want you to text something, right? And we're going to go over it next week. But I know that so many people are struggling. And I guess, you know, this segment, I do want to tell you that you guys are seen, you know, whether it's me, whether it's other people in your life, like, you're seen, right? And, you know, I know, God knows I don't have all the answers to everything, but I want to encourage everybody not to give up and do what works for you. I want to tell you what works for me. And I saw this once on a reel, and it was this guy, he's like some sort of a psychologist or whatever, you know, one of those. And he was saying that start every day by looking at yourself in the mirror and saying three words to yourself, and you got to mean it, right? And if you can't, and say it 10 times, because by the 10th time, you're going to mean it. And if you don't mean it by the 10th time, then say it 20 times and tell yourself, I love you. Look at yourself in the mirror, say, I love you. Say it 10 times. And if you don't mean it by the 10th, keep going until you mean it. And I do that every day. And it's all, you know, I start, and it's like I'm rolling my eyes, but by like time six or seven, I can look at myself, take a deep breath, and be like, okay, I do love you. Because that's how it starts. And nothing good happens if you don't love yourself. You have to do that, right? And that's been really incredible advice for me as some things have been, you know, a struggle or hard to deal with. And the most important thing for me has been staying close with the people that mean the most to me. You know, I talk about how we watch reels with my kid at night, and my wife rolls her eyes, but it's therapeutic too. And, you know, the the biggest thing is in the morning, you know, my kid will crawl in. We were very close. He's seven, and I have other kids, so I'm a terrible father here. But like we have a very close relationship, and they'll come into bed and we'll snuggle, and I'll just sit there and say, you know, if I have nothing, I still have everything because I've got them. Period. And that's huge. So what I want you to do is I want you to text our show. How do we do that? Hey, download the free Civic Media app, select your station, and tell me what works for you. What is working for you? And I'm going to read that for everybody else because, excuse me, it's getting hot in here or something. Because if we can figure out what works for each other, we're all in this together. So tell me what you're struggling with. Tell me how you get through every day. And we can help each other out. That's a big deal because we're all in this together. My friends, my revolutionaries, you are loved and I don't want you to give up either. So text the show, download that app, and we can share some cool ideas together during this musing segment next week. So I really want to hear from you. I want to hear how your life is, what you're going through, and when the going gets tough, how do you, as the tough person, get yourself going? Cool? Keep in touch with us here on The Rational Revolution. Thank you all so much. Again, I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week. We got a powerhouse guest. It's going to be cool. Have a good week, everybody. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be?